Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, they are certainly one of my favourite bands.
I'm the son of a good man. I'm the child of an angel. I'm the brother of a wild one. And I'm looking for direction.
They are, of course, Third Day. The new album is Revelation, and the four guys who craft that signature Grammy Award-winning sound are Ty Anderson, David Carr, Mark Lee, and Mac Powell, who joins us now. Mac, welcome to Open House.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
I love this new album. I really do. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. We worked really hard on this record. We wanted to, we've been around for 16 years now and come out with several albums, and we wanted this to be special. We wanted to be a record that really opened up people's ears and eyes again to what we can do as a band.
Must be satisfying on the one hand to put all your effort and creativity into a product that you now finish and share with the world. And on the other hand, I guess everything then just begins with the tours and the publicity and everything else.
That's absolutely how it is. This record has been finished really since the spring of this year, and that it just came out about a month and a half ago. We were waiting a long time. It felt like almost as like a mother in waiting for the birth of a child, and probably not that painful, but that's what it felt like in some ways. And we're so glad that it's here, and so glad that people are enjoying the album.
Well, I love the cover art of Revelation. It's inspired by a unique piece of folk art in California, I believe.
That's correct. There's a man who, for some reason we don't know, other than revelation from God, that has started making this folk art piece of just trash and things that he can pile up and paint, and it's a beautiful piece of scenery in the middle of a desert in California, and it's something to behold.
Is there a theme to the new album, Mac? Could you sum it up in a phrase?
Yeah, I think the theme of this album is prayer. I think it's being in a place of brokenness, coming before God in prayer and needing some guidance, and then taking that guidance and that strength and that peace that's given to you and trying to move forward and change your life for the better.
Okay. Very much about man meeting maker, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of songs on the record of saying, okay, and I think Third Day is at this place as well, even though we've been around for many, many years now, of going, hey, we don't have it all together. We don't have it all figured out. We still need help. And that help is not going to come from just ourselves. It's going to have to come from something and someone much bigger and better than us.
You mentioned before, as we started talking, that this is almost a new day for Third Day. Tell me about the Third Day of today compared with yesterday. How have you changed? How have you evolved as a band over the years?
Well, that's a great question. When we first began, we were all young guys right out of high school and going to university or college. I don't know what you call it in Australia.
Yeah, university.
And young guys with hardly a care in the world, with bachelors ready to drive across the country at a moment's notice to play for a room, of 10 people. And we've gone from that to all being very happily married men now for many years and have many children and a lot more responsibilities and bills to pay and things that we have to get accomplished. And yet the thing that hasn't changed is we still have a love for each other and a love for music and being able to share our faith through that music.
And you, as the, I guess, chief lyricist for Third Day, how has your songwriting changed over the years? You're talking about the maturity that's come just simply by having all of you guys moving into marriage and family and so on. How have you seen your own lyrics change as a result of that?
Well, I believe that, and I hope that this is true, that the lyrics are a bit deeper. If you look at the lyrics on our first album, even our first couple of albums, things of faith and spiritual things are very surfacey. Now, they're true nonetheless, but on the surface, kind of introduction into those things. And as we've grown through the years in our faith, in our spirituality, and hopefully as musicians as well, I think that's led to deeper music and deeper lyrics.
You think there is a link between spirituality and creativity? Could you actually point to any songs that you felt came from somewhere else? They came from God. There was a certain inspiration from them,
yeah,
even more so than others.
Well, absolutely. I think there's a lot of inspiration now. I've had many people, you know, I've kind of, that's a thing that scares me a little bit when someone says, well, God gave me this song. Mm. And sometimes it's because God didn't want it, so he gave it away to someone else. But I think definitely there's a song called Born Again on the record. Mm. That is this term that could be seen as a cliche Christian term. And yet I heard someone speak this term one day, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. I haven't heard a song called Born Again. I love that term when you really get back to the beginnings of that saying. And a lot of times things are cliche because they are true and because they're said so many times, it becomes old and we lose that message. But I sat down one day to write this chorus of a song called Born Again, and then later on in the day, I was thinking, what can I do for a verse for this song? And I was doing basically a basic everyday thing. I was folding laundry in my closet, and as I was folding a t-shirt, these lyrics started coming to me, and this has never happened before, and I sang, well, today I found myself after searching all these years, and the man that I saw, it wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. So this whole first verse comes out of my mouth as if it were something I've sang a million times before, and it freaked me out. I got really scared. And so I started running around the house looking for a pen to write down these lyrics because I knew I would forget them if I didn't write them down right away. Mm. And that's never, ever happened before that a whole first verse would come to me like that. And so it's a special song to me, and I feel like that was definitely a divine thing that was handed to me. And I don't know if it'll ever happen again, so I'm going to enjoy it while I can.
Absolutely. Let's take a listen to that song, Born Again, Third Day.
Well, today I found myself after searching all these years. And the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. Well, I was lost when you found me here. And I was broken.
Wonderful song off the brand new Third Day album. It's called Revelation. Mac Powell is with us on Open House. Theopenhouse.net.au has the podcast as well. Let's just touch on that with your songwriting craft. In what setting are you most creative? Obviously, folding laundry is a wonderful environment for creating lyrics, but how else do you actually come up with your lyrics? Is there a particular environment or even time of day where you find yourself most creative?
Well, that's a great question. I feel like the two spots for me that I come up with song ideas the most are when I'm showering and when I'm driving.
Is that right?
And so there are times when I go to take a shower, even when I don't necessarily need to, just so I can try to come up with a song idea. And just driving, you know, for a couple hours at a time, driving anywhere by yourself, just kind of using the steering wheel as a drum and humming different tunes in your head. Those are things that really focus me on writing.
Yes. Well, anybody who's looked into the whole form and, I guess, science of creativity will maybe have heard of the Latin phrase solvitus perambulum, solve it as you walk. And the whole idea is, yes, it's indeed in those everyday things when you're actually getting away from the hard, quote-unquote, work of creativity that suddenly the insights come.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think as a writer, there can be times when we set these times of these writing sessions, and we go, okay, today, Tuesday at 10 a.m., I will sit down and I will write a hit song. And it's in those times that 9 times out of 10 or 99 times out of 100 that you're not really going to come up with much.
Yes. Mac, we spoke to Nigel James earlier this year, your on-road pastor.
Tell me, Nigel's over here with me right now.
Ah, great. Well, say hello to him. How important is it to have him around during your tours?
It's very important. Nigel brings a good bit of accountability to us to really stay grounded in the Word and in prayer together. And I've told Nigel often that the thing that helps me the most individually is yeah, the prayer time is great. The responsibility of being there at a time that he sets, or studying the Word together, those are great accountability and responsibilities that he puts upon us. And yet, it's the times away from doing shows and times away from those studies where we're just sitting on the bus talking with each other, and he's being a good counselor to us. Those are the things that I think that we need most from him, and he does a great job at that.
Mm. I guess whenever you are on the road, I guess there would be times where your family simply can't join you every single tour. There is always that possibility of straying. And all the great men and women of God that I've spoken to, they've always had that accountability. They had somebody, you know, Billy Graham had his person who would always come with him on his trips, Max Lucado, the same thing. And so, therefore, you guys also have that spiritual nourishment, spiritual input, but also to somebody around you while you're actually out on the road.
Absolutely. And giving someone that, what's the word? It's kind of that responsibility and that opportunity to put us in our place when we need to be, and to really ask us those hard questions, and to give us that accountability of digging into God's Word, the Bible, and prayer time. That is something that you have to... I heard a great line in a movie that's coming out soon the other day. I got a chance to see a sneak peek of this movie, and it said, "You can't let your heart lead you. You've got to lead your heart." Mm-hmm. And I think in a small way we've done that with having Nigel out here and making ourselves have those accountability times and giving someone that being able to oversee us and speak into our lives in that way.
Yeah. Mac, we've spent now 12 or 13 minutes together, so we know each other so intimately well that I'm going to delve into your personal life. What are you learning from God at the moment? What would be one of the big lessons that you feel that you're learning from God right now?
Well, the thing that I'm learning, and it's nothing new, but just really focusing on this, is really comes down to that message of revelation, of the record of even though I've been a believer for a number of years now and been reading God's Word and seeking Him in prayer, I really don't have it all figured out, and I'm nowhere close to where I need to be. And so daily I have to have time with God in order for me to be a better person, in order for me to be a better father and a better husband and a better friend. I have to spend time with God, and I have to be led by Him. And that's nothing new that I've learned, but it's something that I'm really focusing on in this past year or so.
Yeah, sometimes it's no great blinding new insight that we have to learn. It's actually the same classic essential lessons over and over again, because ultimately that is it, isn't it? The whole Christian life is just what you've talked about there. It's walking with God, and it's doing that on a continual, regular basis.
Absolutely. And just having a simple relationship with God, and knowing there are times when with this record there are a lot of questions in this album, Revelation, and I used to get mad at myself about this when I had a question to God and ask God, why did you do things this way, or why did you say these things? But I soon found out that God is a little bit bigger than my questions for Him. He's not put out by those questions. He wants us to come before Him and ask us those questions and seek His face for the answers. And He's proven Himself faithful time after time again, that I get excited now when I have a question, because I know that eventually He'll answer it. May not be that day, may not be a year from now, but eventually He'll teach me something new from that question.
Mac, you and the guys have been doing this for 16 years now, as you said. How long can you keep it up? You've got wives, you've got children. How long can the creativity keep up, and how long can the tours to match each new album, keep up?
Well, I hope for a while. It's funny, when we first started the band, there was another famous Christian rock band that it was celebrating 20 years together, and I thought, please Lord, don't let us be together for 20 years. I don't want to be doing this for that long, and yet we're almost there, and I don't want it to end anytime soon. And so I think we have quite a few years in us left. I don't know if everyone else wants that from us, but I think we are motivated to do this for a number of more years.
Okay, and the family are with you on that? The wife, the kids, they like that too?
Yeah, absolutely. They're very encouraging, and they're very... They know that for us it's more than just going out and having fun and playing music for people, that there's a spiritual aspect to what we do, and they know it's important. So they're always very supportive of us.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, Mac Powell, it's been great to have you on Open House. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, Mac Powell from Third Day there. The new album is Revelation. It really is fantastic. Take a listen. Thirdday.com, the website. So
much more. We hope you enjoy this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.